brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome and thank you so much for joining us. It is Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2009. We're going to be here live for the next 4 hours. We have Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Ron Paul, uncle of Rand Paul, joining us coming up 2 hours from now. And then we have Dr. Rima Lebo, medical doctor, and Albert N. Stubblebine III, major general. And boy, we have a lot to talk about there. Codex Alimentarius, you name it. Oh, and before I forget, guys, I had it in here last week. Print me that latest Wired magazine article where the Pentagon admits they're going system-wide with psychic soldiers and all that stuff, because it was General Stubblebine that was first over all those programs. The real X-Files. So now that a lot of us declassified, he can probably talk a bit more about it, though that's not the main reason I have him coming on the show today. Former head of Army Intelligence, former head of Special Forces in another capacity. That is coming up today. So you don't want to miss both of those interviews. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard Wayne Paul on radio. I ran into him at a In the Fed demonstration up in D-Town, up in Dallas, Texas last year. We later learned the Army was there watching us, and the Army memo said, watch out, don't let them know you're Army. They may rip your throat out like 28 days later or something. It describes us as just deadly cunning, deadly evil. Any minute, if we were to know that they were military spying on us, that we might turn into terrorists and go after them. You can read the Army memo. We were sent this by the Army, by inside sources, I guess by our infiltrators. Infiltrators for the Republic, infiltrators for liberty and the Bill of Rights and Constitution, infiltrators that know it's illegal to have the military spying on peaceful Americans that don't want an offshore private criminal bank gang raping us. And then after we broke that secret Army document, months later, the Baltimore Sun and other publications reported that in Maryland, regular Army was spying on the last Tea Parties. Oh, that's right. You dare come out and say you don't want higher taxes, you don't want open borders, you don't want to live under a foreign IMF World Bank control through the World Trade Organization. You got the Army on your six. The good news is this is waking the Army up, because 74% of the money given to political candidates early in the primaries, until Ron Paul dropped off and dropped out, of the military was given to Ron Paul. What does that say to the New World Order? That's why in 2008, what was Bilderberg discussing from our inside sources, according to Estelin and Tucker? They were talking about Ron Paul, and they weren't worried about him winning. They knew they could block him out and rig that and demonize him and ignore him. They were worried about the citizen movement around it. They were worried about the universities. They were worried about how it was no longer the fake right-wing paradigm or the fake left-wing socialist paradigm that the youth were into, but ending the Fed, getting back to the Republic, getting back to the Constitution, getting back to the Bill of Rights, getting back to what made America great, what made Americana be able to exist, what came before baseball and apple pie, why we love the flag, what it really symbolizes, the blood, the sweat, the tears, the guts that were spilt out on battlefields, the spirit of 1776, rising, growing, forming, first as a vapor, then the bones and the muscles. Now the flesh, rising, alive again.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worried how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from? You know that the economy is getting worse,
but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are living in the future. It is 2009. Soon be 2010. There are giant, highly secretive government and private industrial reservations all over the world with technological systems and developments at least 30 to 35 years more advanced than what the public is aware of. Now, do you understand what that means? Do you know what that means? If technology is doubling every 2 years at the technological plane of existence we're on here, that the general public lives in, at this arrested development stage that they have us almost frozen at, if technology is doubling, well, do the exponential math with a calculator. Guys, do that. What's an exponential curve? Let's just say 30 years. Doubling each time exponentially? How do you do that equation? I just thought to do it. I can't chew gum and kick butt at the same time, or chew gum and, I guess, talk at the same time. Jaron, do the math on that. How would you do that equation? 300th power? Yeah, what is an exponential? Take the number 10. So I guess you've got to have some number to use. or take the number one, saying that's the level we're at right now, and then exponentially increase it to the power of 30. Well, that's easy. Now, the issue here is things are a lot more advanced than even what we're seeing. And when I watch the politicians, when I watch the elites at Davos, the last decade or so, it's almost like they don't even care we're here. It's as if they're so distracted by the things they know, the things they're aware of. The satisfied looks on their faces don't match the body language and behavior and sociology of past elites, even a JFK or a John D. Rockefeller or a Queen Mother or an Adolf Hitler or a Emperor Hirohito. They were still tied into society. They still cared about movie stars, and they still cared about literary achievements, and they still even wanted to be part of the world. The elite more and more are completely removed from the hype, the society, the control systems they themselves have, in many cases, created or expanded. They're really good at taking existing platforms and just expanding them and using them for their own programs. This is a scientific dictatorship. There is no doubt they have very powerful life extension technologies. I wouldn't say that they have the power of immortality, because people die in car wrecks, people die in helicopter crashes, people slip and fall and hit their head. Even if they have cures for cancer and things, tissue just wears out and falls apart. But they do test all their new technological developments on us. That's what the medical profession is called, a practice. A medical practice, a surgical practice, a dental practice, an eye surgery practice. They are practicing. They are always getting better. They are always trying to raise the state of the art. It is an art integrated into a science, but science itself is an art. So there is no doubt they have incredible life extension technologies already, and the elites say themselves that they can just extend them another 10, 20, 30 years. That elites that are 40, 50 years old today are going to be able to live, for all intents and purposes, forever. Because they say if they can extend their life out another 50 to 100 years, then there is no doubt they're going to be able to merge with the cybernetic interfaces, with the biotech, with the robotics. 20 years ago, they were engaging in brain surgeries that were giving the blind limited black and white sight. They're just now allowing that to be available to some of the blind. But under bioethics, under eugenics, under the carbon footprint, they're openly saying the general public is not going to have access to this. There's going to be a rationing of this. They're saying the healthcare cost is too great because it's vertically integrated and it's a monopoly. And they want a global government, so many of these new advanced treatments can't take hold in other nations that are under their control. They can't have Iran standing alone. They can't have Libya standing alone. They can't have any nation standing alone because high-tech systems will develop there. That's why any high-tech developments have to be sabotaged by spies, by saboteurs. And that's what the NSA does. They identify who's developing a technological system that the globalists already discovered decades before, who may be trying to develop it, and many of the assassinations, the hits, the murders, it's done against microbiologists. It's done against tinkers. It's done against inventors. It's done against small companies. If they don't sell, they die, or they get audited, or they get shut down. The globalists are in charge because they mean business. They're professional. They're focused. They know what the prize is, the world, and human evolution and development to the stars. And they don't intend for most of us and our progeny to be part of that. And I don't like being walled off in the global reservation, outside the true technological reservations that are above the level we're at. I don't like my children not being able to have access to the full human potential and destiny. I don't like my food and water being drugged and being poisoned with chemicals. I don't like open terraforming, geoengineering going on openly around me. And the public so mind-numbed, so mind-smashed, so distracted and diverted by distractions and petty issues that I'm sitting here bringing you the absolute heart of the matter. And many of you can't even grasp what I'm saying when it's so elementary. It is elementary. Elementary. I was on the treadmill this morning watching some HBO sports documentary where they were looking at the famous Ethiopian runner. I forgot the name. I hit record so I can watch the rest of it when I get back to town. I'm going to L.A. for a few days this weekend on business, very important business. And I was running on the treadmill for an hour this morning. And watched a lot of the show. It was about the famous Russian wrestler, and it was about the different individuals. And while I was talking about the Russian wrestler, the big three-time gold medal winner, Alexander something, the point is that they read a quote from Homer. So I ran in after I got off the treadmill and printed it, and then, of course, forgotten and left the house and didn't bring it, but maybe I'll pull it up during a break. The issue is that I already knew this, and I already read quotes by Cicero, and I already read quotes by Josephus, and I already read quotes by Roman and Greek and Jewish historians in their contemporary time, thousands of years ago, and quotes by Julius Caesar, and quotes by Cicero, and about how sports and gladiatorial events are used to control you. But I'd never seen the quote by Homer, but the narrator gave the quote describing the wrestler and going back to 700 B.C. to when wrestling Greco-Roman began in Greece. And Homer was saying, this is really great that sports are becoming very popular because now it is supplanting war making as the only heroes we've got and as the leaders of society. And now the new heroes are the wrestlers and the runners and the javelin throwers above everything else. And so the only avenue to show your manhood will not be war and conflict and physical battle and political battle. I mean, that's Homer, 2,000 plus years ago, describing that our heroes are football players and basketball players and baseball players. But the issue is he was saying it was good because it could be used to end the Greek city-states constantly warring with each other just because that was their profession. That was what they did. That was the age of true chivalry or the prototype of it. It's the same thing you saw with the kind of the end of the Napoleonic ideal of war being so romantic at the Alamo in 1836 where they almost wanted to die. It was a great honor to fight 4,000 troops against 186. Victory or death. They wanted to die. And it wasn't that they wanted to be tough guys. They were into not being afraid to die. They were into the rush of being surrounded and being attacked. Now see, sociologists and globalist planners can advertise it's good that men now have had their war-making instinct taken, but the way they've implanted and used this, it's actually been a great disease. And I want to detail that and a lot more when we get back and talk about the true nature of the planetary system we now live under. Stay with us.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 16, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $940. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $966.96, $43.48 for a half ounce, or $241.74 for the quarter ounce. That's $966.96, $43.48, or $241.74.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever.
Grave digger.
Grave digger. When you dig my grave, would you make it shallow?
So I can feel the rain.
So I can feel the rain.
We love you, Willie.
Grave digger.
It's hard to cut this song off.
Mural Stonewall, 1903 to 1954. she lost both of her babies in the Second Great War. Now you should never have to watch your only children lowered in the ground. I mean, you should never have to bury your own babies. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, could you make it shallow so that I can feel the rain? Grave digger.
All right, we are back live. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes, Wayne Paul, brother of Dr. Ron Paul, will be joining us. Then Dr. Prima E. Labo, medical doctor, and Albert N. Sumbelbine III, Major General. We'll talk about the soft kill operation that's going on, the New World Order. Okay, I got massive stacks of news here, but I've got some notes I want to go over, just basic philosophy, how the system works. My whole point in quoting Homer, one of the Greek philosophers, an ancient Greek philopher, is that they understood that what made people tick back then, and somehow the establishment media, the social engineers, convinced our culture to not even self-analyze ourselves or not understand what makes humans tick or not understand our basic instincts and to not even look at how the advertisement and the media and the corporate system is programming us. In fact, they call it a conspiracy theory if you even say somebody's trying to program you, if you even say there's a ruling elite, if you even say there's a corrupt elite, if you even say there's any subterfuge in the courts of government, in the courts of kings. And it's anyone who knows history knows what an outlandish, ridiculous fraud it is and how paper thin and flimsy and silly it is. And I begin to realize we're under mass mind control. Much of the public believes there's no world government, no move towards world government, no North American Union, no Asian Union, no African Union, no American Union. They don't know anything. They don't know there's a new Bank of the World being set up. They don't know there's a new global tax being set up for carbon taxes. They don't know there's a new global currency that's going to be cashless being set up. All being announced. Because they were told for decades it didn't exist and crazy people talked about it. Now, even as it's announced, they will announce it on the news in a newscast, in a prepared piece, and then cut to the news anchor who makes fun of it and laughs at their own report. And the message is, we're telling you this is going on, but it's not kosher. It's not acceptable for you to accept it's real. So we're telling you we're going to do this, but you are to engage in doublethink and accept it and lay down and not resist it, and at the same time say it doesn't exist. That's like people, they would march into the shooting ranges at the death camps, into those pits, those mass graves, and they would see people run into the mass grave and shot, and then they would wait, and they would say, run in there now, and they'd say, go, they'd give them the order, and they'd run into the pit and follow orders. And that's what the American people have turned into. We're running into the pit for the Federal Reserve to rape us. We're running into the pit for the police state. We're running into the pit for our nation's borders to be destroyed. We're running into the pit drinking the sodium fluoride water. We're running into the mass grave pit taking the inoculations. And on and on and on. We're running into the pit accepting the news saying torture of children in front of their parents is good and pro-America and pro-freedom. We're running into the pit accepting evil. When you accept that, oh, Bill Clinton lies, George Bush lies, Obama lies, you know, that's just what they do, you've now capitulated. You've now given in. When you give in, it's over. And it's because you've lost your fighting spirit. Your fighting spirit to make war and to fight and to speak out and to step up is meant to protect your tribe and your family. But see, men have had all their manly energy secreted and misdirected into sports, as Homer said thousands of years ago. And so you're busy playing child's games while the New World Order wages real war on humanity. See, they're living in the real world. They live, we sleep. Awaken!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on in mortal mind. And poets build. We'll write again.
I am a Midwest farmer. I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. The rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too.
He ain't my friend.
He ain't my friend.
I'll ride again.
And I'll ride again.
Don't give up. Don't let them break your spirit. Only let their attacks intensify the power of your heart and soul.
My forefathers loved this land. They left it here for me.
All right, we got Wayne Paul coming up in an hour and a half. That is just, I'm really looking forward to that. And again, General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo, very informative as well. They are beginning the brainwashing for forced inoculations in Europe, England, the United States, Canada, Australia, everywhere. I've got a disgusting local newscast I want to break down and analyze coming up later as well in the next hour. I do want to go ahead and just fire out the toll-free phone number because I'm going to start taking calls at the beginning of the next hour and covering a blitzkrieg of news. And boy, is it all important. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But as they say, once more into the breach. and so into the valley of death, road 600. Forget who said that. I don't know if part of it's Shakespeare. You know, constantly at night and in the morning, I write notes about thoughts and points I want to make. And it needs to be done. You need to talk about some of these issues, larger issues, overall philosophy issues. But I assure you, new listeners, if you will simply follow your instincts, because I know what your gut's telling you right now. It's telling you I'm telling you the truth, because I do tell the truth, and I do my research. Does that mean I always get it right? No. But I try to get it right, and we're frighteningly accurate here. I'd say 95% plus. I was about to say 98, but it sounds obnoxious. It's above 95% accuracy. Most of our inaccuracy is underestimating evil. It's hard for me to imagine that there are hundreds of thousands of people, conservatively, sociologists and psychologists and criminologists predict, bare minimum, in the world, hundreds of thousands, probably more, that enjoy kidnapping little children and torturing them to death for weeks and then killing them. That is hard for me to imagine that there are people who enjoy torturing innocent people to death. But just because that is 180 degrees alien from what most of us believe in what most of us love, in what most of us like, in what most of our tastes are, nevertheless, those individuals are amongst us. And there's different debates on it, different psychological reports that have been done on it, some quackery, some quite accurate. Some estimates have as many as 2 psychopaths for every 100 people. Most of the studies show, on average, about 1 psychopath per every 100 people. And guess how many sociopaths there are for every 100? Some gauges have 20% being sociopaths. That is, they don't enjoy killing you, they just don't care if you die. See, a psychopath enjoys it and enjoys the power trip of it. And so what you have is psychopaths, high-functioning psychopaths, in command of legions of sociopaths. The psychopaths also command legions of people that like to be enslaved and people that like to serve psychopaths, the whip-me, beat-me types. In fact, many of their most dangerous operatives are the chicken neck ghoul variety that I so loathe. And then, of course, they have the sadistic sadist. They have armies of them. And they operate, the virus of tyranny operates best in a fat and decadent spoiled environment. And boy, isn't America the epitome of that? Fat, dumb, and happy. It's like rotten, stagnant water that you've pumped 1,000 gallons of fresh sewage into. Oh, it's already full of bacteria and filth, but it's going to become pure cess sludge. Pure detritus, liquid E. coli, liquid death. Only the New World Order would come up with an artificial sweetener that rots holes in your brains, kills your cells in mass, attacks every organ, attacks your pancreas, and is the defecation of genetically engineered E. coli bacteria. Only the New World Order would come up with that. And everything they do is a wicked invention. They are creators. They mimic God. They counterfeit God, but in a twisted, stinking way. What they do. They are creators. Made in the image of the creator of the universe, but twisted and dark, with a dark logic, a different science, a different language of mathematics. They come from the gulfs, the black gulfs of pain and suffering. They hate the light, so they seek to tear it down, to topple it, to overturn it. Psychopaths, and I've interviewed some of the top psychiatrists that have interviewed some of the most famous psychopaths here on air. I forget that lady's name. We need to get her back on. We interviewed all the psychos. And her on years ago. It was amazing. I've got to create a list of all these powerful guests, and we have them on once, never have them on again. And she was describing what the best cinema description of it would be the remake of the Manchurian Candidate, that whenever he goes under mind control, everything kind of glows, everything's like brilliant, he feels totally alive. Whenever they give him the program words, everything blazes. And a psychopath is depressed and unhappy and upset, generally, and only feels alive when they've got a child chained down, burning them with cigarettes and electrical wires, and torturing them and begging and hearing them sob for their mother. It's like blazing, burning light. It's like life. Oh, it's beautiful. While they're killing the goodness and the innocence. So you want to know why Bill Gates is so happy? He's one of the biggest eugenicists in history, folks. I think it's a fair estimate to say his tens of billions worldwide for eugenics has probably got more megadeaths under his belt than Adolf Alois Hitler. I don't think he has Mao championed yet, but he'll get there. He's as happy as a pig in you know what. And he likes it. And he's organized, and he's focused, and he's professional, and he's laughing at you, and he understands sociology and psychology, and he enjoys it. He enjoys walking through an airport and just looking at everybody he's running black ops on. It's a little special secret to him. He is, to the power of infinity, the archetype of the punk busboy who puts a booger in somebody's fettuccine Alfredo. And I've seen a busboy do that. I saw him in a little dark hallway from my table looking back where the plates were being put up. Steaming for the people. Maybe somebody'd given him a weird look because he was so insecure and neurotic and just a biological android, a subtloid demon. And he had that power to stick his finger in his nose and to stick that booger right in that food. And that's what Bill Gates is, but a giant, powerful, spoiled, wicked little busboy. And he's going to stick sodium fluoride in your water. He's going to give you special shots that are going to make you feel real good, because he is a smiley-faced, demon-eyed, right out of the pit of hell, and I swear eternal resistance to you, and I spend my life, and I spend my fortune, and I spend my soul and my energy ramming straight into you with everything I got. Damn the maneuvers, I'm going straight at you. And I'm committed, you little devil in disguise. Now, issue to men out there is some of the more dominant Greek city-states were tired of the city-states killing each other, and they decided to focus their activities outward. And it's at that time that the state inculcated sports into daily life so that the men wouldn't kill each other. Because that was the object of human development. That was the object of showing your will. It was the great contest. It was what focused the mind. You get in an arena with somebody with a short sword and a little shield, believe me, everything goes very slow. Life is very real. The sand sparkles. The sky gleams. You are totally alive. It is another mirror into what the psychopath is seeing, but much, much deeper and more real. Because it's not some child chained down to a bed having their teeth pulled out. It is a vicious man rippling with muscles in focus who is going to kill you. And it is real. And it is an animating contest of liberty. Who will survive? And so that's why you go paint yourself up in war paint and yell and scream at a football game. And it's not even bad in and of itself, except that you're not in the arena. You are now learning to live through other men and through other women instead of being in the arena yourself. And let me tell you what those instincts for war and strength and what those instincts to get up in front of a crowd are for. It is for leadership to defend the women and children. But as societies got larger and became agrarian and as city-states were developed, then it was more sophisticated and more mechanized to have war with your neighbor and survive, and it became a science. And then the science of war became light years more sophisticated than it was thousands of years ago. Toward now, the directed energies of the system are the overclass using the entire scientific funding mechanisms of the nation states to form a world government that then destroys the nation states and brings in a planetary regime of oppression and control and sterilization and micromanagement. A hellish global regime where everything you do and say and speak and own is chronicled. Where societies are squeezed and trampled and herded into control grids, into culling pens. And everything I've told you over these years has now been said by Pelosi and said by Holdren, the czar. Over science. These bastards publish full-length textbooks detailing the grisly operation. Everything I've said has been validated. Now, four books he's contributed to or that he wrote in total have now emerged. In total, 3,000 nightmare pages plus that must be read. Each new page, a grisly horror show. You know why? Because this isn't some nut, some recluse in a backwoods cabin saying this. This is the elite. He has been chosen because his textbook, and I've now read over 400 pages of it, has been adopted. He is honored. They all compete with different plans that are very similar. And to fine-tune the current eugenics operations and his plan, along with Ehrlich, who also advised Bush, they co-authored the book together, has been adopted. And so when you see headlines like Bill Gates wants to control the weather to save the earth from global warming, see, everything's going to be converted to this fake survival mechanism. They know you're designed and built around defense. So they create fake wars that are actually meant to destroy you. They create the fake terrorist, or they fund real terrorists. They create the fake environmental movement to tax carbon that is part of the entire life cycle in all industry and all life. Won't you exhale 2.5 pounds of a day? They create a fake climate system where they then use the very climate machines they've created to hurt the environment, create droughts, create floods and freak weather, and then you fund them to publicly fight what they've created. We'll come back, finish up with this. And go through a lot more on the other side. But I got mine. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise.
an angel. Walk like an angel. Talk like an angel. But I got wise. You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are.
Get wise, folks. Not cute getting suckered. Not cute clinging to the tyranny.
I thought that I was in heaven. But I was sure surprised. Heaven help me, I didn't see the devil in your eyes. You look like an angel. Walk like an angel.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You're under attack. It's on record. These people are savage. They're scientific. But being aware of the enemy, being aware of their operations, will allow us to defeat them. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this war is going on all around you, whether you know it or not. That's why they don't kill me and others that understand their program. They want to just continue their soft kill operation, slowly turning the heat up. The ambient background noise of death and soft kill, silent weapons for quiet wars. They want to continue to leave the shopping malls open, the green hills, the blue sky, the happy girls, the football games. As the background noise, the police girding themselves in black uniforms and masks into march, as the citizen squads are formed, as the foreign troops drill, as the banks bankrupt the society, the FEMA camps are to be introduced as places of refuge, places you want to go. The free medical care. They make you fear the flu, so you willingly come to them and willingly show the vampires your neck as they sink their fangs into the warm flesh. They hypnotize. They have you lower your defenses, steal your heart, fire up your soul like a giant jet engine, and rise against the tyranny. Break the chains. Awaken to reality. Awaken to the good, the bad, and the ugly. Know the truth, the whole of it. If you make the decision to put one foot in front of the other and ask God to put you on the journey to truth, you will be given the discernment. You will have the veils lifted. You will be given great knowledge. But only if it is to be used to stand against the tyranny, to warn your fellow men and women everywhere. I call on the leaders. I call on those of you who from the day you were born, from the time you were formed in your mother's womb, the creator of the universe and all the dimensions and all that is and will ever be, the I am that I am, has a mission for you. But you were given free will. And so you have to take that mission up in your hands. You have to face the fear of the great dog that roars on the field in an attempt to stifle your will. You have to stand against the New World Order. You have to resist it. You have to go through the fire and commit even unto death, even unto imprisonment, to sacrifice yourself in this holy cause of liberty and freedom. You must pledge yourself on the altar of freedom. You must commit your entire being and pledge eternal resistance to tyranny. Only now, at this point, will you be ready to take up your destiny. Now he sees it won't be as it lies to see. We live on. For whom the bell tolls. You are part of history. You are destiny. The very fact that you found this radio show and the websites and the news and information we cover, the very fact that you're here means it is your destiny to be part of this great crossroads, the most important time in human history, as our destiny is being decided. Make no mistake, we are in a key juncture, the most important juncture thus far in the ancient history of the species. You feel the age, don't you? You feel the destiny.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.